Okay. So once again, we're in Siman Tzadi Beis. Sif Dalad. Excuse me, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Page 250. So the Mechaber says, Tzar Kolem HaTefillah. Now again, we're basically talking about the general topic is preparations, physical preparations before davening. So one of the things we talked about is going to the bathroom, make sure we don't have to go to the bathroom. And then in Gimel, before you daven, you have to get rid of your phlegm and your mucus. Obviously, the body secretes these during davening. But again, we're talking about, you know, like a person has a, they have an issue with their nose or with clearing their throat. So then, again, we're not talking about normal circumstances, obviously. But again, anything that would disturb a person, so for their davening. So again, a lot of times we all know a person, again, we're not talking about average people, but some people, you know, you just go blow your nose before davening, so then, you know, it's basically clear for davening. You don't have to, now again, we're not talking about somebody who's sick or something like that, but on the other hand, you hear people making all sorts of bodily noises during davening, and here the Machaber is talking about this bothersome for the person who's davening themselves. But obviously, it's also bothersome for people who are davening when all this noise is going on. Now, tzarech lirchotz yadav b'mayim. Before you daven, you're supposed to wash your hands with water. And we'll see under what circumstances this is. V'meinlo, let's say there's no water. Now, again, as I say very often, we don't appreciate, you know, you just go to a sink, you turn on the tap, and hopefully almost all cases there's water, but like in the not so long ago, you know, you had to go to a well, you had to fetch the water, you had to schlep the water, right? It wasn't so easy as it is today, Baruch Hashem. So if you don't have water, tzarech la'achzor acharayim ad parsa, you have to go up to a parsa in order to get the water. Now again, if you remember what a parsa is about 72 minutes. Wow. Go 72 minutes to get water. So the Machaber explains, so honey, Mili, when do we say you have to go that far to get water in order to wash your hands to prepare yourself before davening? Keshu, next page, holach baderach. That's how about that you're going on the road, when we saw this idea before, and you're going that way anyways. So in other words, I want to daven now, but there's no water here. I'm going to go down that way anyways. I'm heading down that road anyways. And somewhere in that road, the next parsa, I'm going to end up, there's going to be a place with water, right? Be a filling station, you know, and so you could get gas for your camel, and you could go in there and get it and wash your hands. So then you should wait, and since there'll be water within that parsa, and you should wash your hands in order to prepare for davening. And again, the water will be found on your path that's in front of you, so to speak. But let's say, as we again, we saw this idea before, let's say you have to go backwards. There's no water going that way. I'm not going that way. I'm staying here. So what am I talking about? I'm going to have to retreat. I'm going to have to go back in order to get water, in order to wash my hands for davening. Ad mil. So you have to go up to a mil. Again, we saw this before. That's 2,000 almost, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile. Ad mil choser. Yosem mil ain't no choser. So you're expected to go up to a mil. More than a mil, you're not expected to go. So again, that's retreating. Let's say, though, if I have to go with it wherever to get that water in order to prepare, to wash my hands, to prepare for davening, if I wait that long, I'm going to miss the time of davening. So my tefillah is going to go by. The Mishnah Berurah also says, that you have a minyan. If you go looking for that water, you're going to blow the minyan. I can daven on time. The time of tefillah I'll make, but I'll blow the minyan. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach that says that then you don't have to run after the water. What do you do? So back in the Machaber, yenake yodo b'tzror o be'afar o b'chol midi de menake. You wipe your hands on either like a piece of wood or a piece or ground, or anything that would clean, wipe off your hands. And that is the lower level way of doing something. So again, that would be Again, if you're in danger of missing the minyan, or Zman Tefillah, so then you would not have to go that far. You could just wipe your hands off, and that would be good enough. Okay, well, let's see, what else can I tell you? Okay, we'll get into this a little more. We'll get into, hey, in other words, when we're talking about washing, let's say I washed recently. Let's say I washed for something, various things. Let's say washed in the morning. And do I have to wash again when I get to shul for Shacharis? Do I have to wash again for any Shmoneh Esrei, so for Mincha? Or the Marshan's case. The Marshan discussed the case that you washed before Shacharis. Then they had an auction. You know, they had no aliyos, and there was an auction. So, you know, it's been a long time. You know, who knows what, you know. And you haven't been davening, you know, it's been downtime. Or another example, maybe you appreciate this, is there was a drusher, right? So not like I give a drusher. In the old days, you know, the Rabbanim would speak for two, three hours. I remember Rabbi Dolgan all the time. You know, speak like an hour, you know, like, that was normal. Not Shabbos Shuba, right? Regular Shabbos. You know, they used to talk longer. So again, so it's been, you've been sitting there, hopefully you've been listening to one degree or another. But again, maybe you have to wash again before Musaf. Okay, so that's what we'll discuss next time after Shabbos. And we'll get into that, under what circumstances you always have to wash, best to wash. What is the story? Okay?